and having a man, same thing?
I suppose.
So you go to on a Sunday bath?
Sunday, go to meeting.
Right. And what word would you use to refer to an old person that's really lively and gets around really well?
Let's see.
Say, he's really what for his age?
Could, is it gay? Could gay be used?
I guess you could, yeah.
He's gay, his age, and he's spry. For his age, spry.
Mm-hmm. Suppose now you're talking about somebody who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition. What would you call him?
He'd be a freeloader, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We got some wife has some relatives like that.
Yeah. Okay, how about a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A woodpecker.
And an insect that jumps around in the grass.
A grasshopper.
And suppose this is another one of these. Really worded for the North, not the South. But what do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded and went how across the highway.
Is it zigzag?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If it was skidded, it would probably
and
be a
zigzag.
And
suppose something blows up. You'd say the pieces of metal went.
Let's see now. Unless I'm there for it, I know they sprayed it, blew up pieces of metal now. What is the best word for that?
Yeah, doesn't really make any difference.
I don't really know. Unless they flew in all directions when it blew up.
Yeah, that's good. And what would you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in, or suppose
it would be a haunted house.
Okay. And what are those spirits that might be living there called?
Ghosts.
Now, what would you call something, say, like a black cat that's supposed to bring bad luck? Be a name for that?
Guess he'd be one of those evil omens, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. How about a person who brings bad luck?
Jinx, right?
Mm-hmm. How about a child whose mother and father are not married?
He's illegitimate.
Okay. And how about a place where a dead person is taken after he's died, but before burial, be prepared to be buried?
Well, it could be a mortuary or funeral home. Either one.
Would you have a preference for one or the other?
Well,